1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. This morning, lawmakers returned to Capitol Hill from their 4th of July break, and more lawmakers are expected to make their thoughts known on the future of President Biden's candidacy.
Senator Mark Warner had scheduled a meeting with Senate Democrats today, assembling a group to ask Biden to step aside. But a source says because news of the meeting leaked to the media, it made it impossible to have the conversations between senators privately.
ABC's M. Nguyen in Washington. In France, no party won an outright majority in parliament, leaving President Emmanuel Macron with a weaker government but avoiding a far-right outright victory. Hurricane Beryl coming ashore in South Texas as a Category 1 storm. Relatives of those killed in two crashes of Boeing 737 MAX jets are angry at a plea deal reached between the plane maker and the Justice Department. If approved by a judge, Boeing would pay a $240 million fine but avoid a trial on charges that it misled regulators. This is ABC News. Potential progress in ceasefire talks between Hamas and Israel. ABC's Matt Gutman has the latest from Tel Aviv.
Hamas dropping its demand that Israel commit to a permanent ceasefire, edging the two parties closer to an agreement on ceasefire and hostage release. In Israel, the calls for a deal intensifying, as is the pressure on Hamas after 9 months of a war that have left Gaza in ruins.
New York City police are investigating the case of decomposing human remains that were found in a sleeping bag amid several garbage bags in a Manhattan neighborhood over the weekend. The police department has not released any information on the victim. An autopsy is currently being conducted to determine the cause of death and whether foul play is suspected. A court in Ecuador ruled over the weekend that the rights of a river that runs through the city's capital of Quito have been violated by the amount of pollution found inside it. The government's now been ordered to come up with a plan to clean it up. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A defiant President Biden tells a Wisconsin audience he's running and plans to win again.
I'm staying in the race. Yeah! I'll beat Donald Trump.
The president concedes he had a bad night in last week's debate.
I'm not letting one 90-minute debate wipe out 3.5 years of work.
Biden told a crowd of about 1,000 supporters in Madison that Donald Trump is a convicted felon and a threat to democracy. The state Supreme Court is handing Wisconsin Democrats two big victories. Justices ruled election clerks can use ballot drop boxes as they see fit in this year's elections. Also, the court ruled the legislature's Joint Finance Committee overstepped its authority when blocking some of Governor Evers' actions. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers get the win in L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 9-2 victory Sunday over the Los Angeles Dodgers. Top of the fourth, no score. And Christian Yelich at the plate on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Fly ball deep center. Back Pajes, still back and gone. Back-to-back days with homers for Christian Yelich, and the Brewers strike first in L.A.
Now, with the win, the Brewers able to avoid being swept by the Dodgers. Brewers manager Pat Murphy on what made the difference.
You know, story of the game, obviously Yelich, has been dominant this series in terms of his at-bats. It's been unbelievable. And guys like Vinny Capra, Eric Haas, these guys are in the major leagues for the first time this week. And Capper's got about 12 at-bats total in his career. And for him to play defense the way he did and play in this environment, I was just proud as hell of him. And great effort. A lot of guys, great effort.
The crew is now back home. They have the day off before they host the Pirates tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with scattered showers or an isolated thunderstorm possible. Our high 80 with wind southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 64. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, slight chance of an isolated thunderstorm with a high of 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
When President Biden wanted to set the record straight, he called Civic Media Network's Earl Ingram Show.
I screwed up. I made a mistake. That's 90 minutes on stage. Look at what I've done in 3.5 years.
Hear the complete conversation now at civicmedia.us.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
WMDX 92.7 FM at 1580 AM, Madison. I'm oftentimes surprised at how awake we sound when we go on the air first thing.
Me too.
There's something about the microphones that make it sound like we're awake.
Maybe that's it. Yeah, it's the microphones, because it's certainly not us.
No.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
Yes, after 4 days of being off.
Wasn't that nice?
Yeah.
Just to relax.
That was fantastic, wasn't it?
It was wonderful. Yeah.
I hope you had a little time to kind of sit back and relax, reflect on your life.
Yeah. Well,
now that you're a year older.
Yes. Yeah, I turned a year older over the weekend, yeah.
Yeah.
Celebrated my birthday yesterday. It was very nice. My sister came by along with my niece. My daughter was there.
Yeah.
And my former wife showed up.
Well, that
give me her greetings. Didn't take long.
And then, really?
We get along
digging
fine.
Up the old stuff. Right?
No, it's all good. It's all good.
Yeah.
We had
that's
cake.
Great. I mean, she can't. You stop by. I mean, she took the time.
They made the trip down.
Yeah,
you know,
that's great.
So we had the cake and ice cream and brownies. My sister makes her special brownies.
They're not spiked,
nothing in them.
What's so special about them? Well, what's in them?
The regular brownies, but she always puts a powdered sugar on the top.
Oh yeah,
which I love.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, yep. And she's got a perfect recipe, so it was good.
Yeah.
What'd you do this
weekend?
Well,
I went to a party, a 4th of July kind of party on Sunday.
Where?
Relatives.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They live out in Sun Prairie, and we had a backyard celebration there. I just stopped by for a few moments, signing autographs.
Because that's what you like to do. Nobody asked for them, but you just like to sign them anyway.
Well, I leave them on the table for people.
Yeah, that's what you do. You've always done that, and it's kind of the way you've made your mark in the world is sign autographs that nobody wants.
If they want them, they can take them. But what I was going to say is the brownies that I had, and they were really special brownies, they were flourless brownies. They were made with zucchini, and it was for people who can't eat flour, gluten.
Okay.
So, and I got to say that they were delicious.
Yeah.
Melt in your mouth.
Taste good?
They were very cake-like as opposed to brownie-like, thick, creamy chocolate. But, but it was excellent. Really, really good. Oh, I got this great recipe.
Yeah.
Sometimes, do you ever go to these gatherings where they have a bean pot, or like a bean
casserole?
Casserole of some sort.
Yeah. Yeah. A three bean casserole or whatever they
call them. Yeah. Yeah. I can't believe I never thought of this, but what they did was they put ground beef in the bean casserole.
Okay.
And it's a it's perfect, right? I mean,
sure.
It's a tomato-y sauce in the beans.
Yeah.
And so it works with the ground beef, and it was a great idea.
Yeah.
It was almost, you know, almost like a chili, but no chili powder. It's just, you know.
Excellent. Sam, did you have a good 4th of July? Did you go see some fireworks or anything like that?
Sophia and I tried to see the ones here in Madison on the 3rd.
Yeah.
But we must have gotten the time wrong because we were like driving out to go and see them, and then they started going off. And by the time that we parked, they were only going on for like 5 more minutes. But my 4th of July was pretty good. Went to a concert over at Summerfest, and then I spent the rest of the long weekend doing hard manual labor remodeling a house.
Oh, that doesn't sound like fun.
Whose house was it?
It's my parents' cabin way up north.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
How long does it take to get up there, way up north?
Without traffic, like 4.5 hours.
Ooh, that is up north.
With traffic, it's a little longer. I was driving quite a while yesterday.
Wow. You know, one of the things about cabins up north in the great North Woods are the bugs and insects.
Were they out?
They were.
But they latch themselves to the side of the cabins and under
like
the roof.
Yeah, like you see them on the other side of the screen or on the glass of a window.
It's just grotesque, right? I mean, you know.
I mean,
cocoons, right? They have all these cocoons.
Yeah, the insects.
Yeah, that's the one thing I remember about my parents' cabin up there, and they sold it. Damn it. They could have left it to us, you know.
Oh, well.
But, boy, those things are just ugly and horrible.
Yeah, you want to stay away from them.
City boy. You know, I can't handle.
Lots of
squirrels and whatnot, too. They made me go up to the attic to, like, reroute some of the plumbing vents.
Oh, no.
And there was much evidence of squirrel families having fun up there.
Oh, God. Oh.
Do they eat through your screens up there?
No. Oh, that's right. We, like, the squirrel that was living at my apartment here and kept eating all my bread, we caught him over the weekend when I was gone.
You did?
Yeah, just as I was getting back home last night, my landlord came back from, like, dropping him off at a park.
Oh, really? So they had a live trap in your apartment?
Right, yeah. We had a trap set up like against the window. We tried baiting it with the same kind of bread that it really liked and some apples that it ate. But it took a few days. I was surprised we didn't catch it right away.
Huh. Okay.
Well, that's fantastic. It turned out to be a squirrel.
It was a squirrel.
Good deal. All right. Well, I'm glad you took care of that. My gosh, I was worried about that all weekend.
People are following this, you know?
I know.
It's an adventure.
Yeah, it is. Weather for today on this Monday, you know, as you're getting ready to go back to work, you know, after a long 4-day holiday, it's going to be, you know, they're talking about showers or thunderstorms this morning, but I didn't see anything. I didn't check the radar yet, but I didn't see anything this morning. But let's see, right now we're at 68 degrees. Do we have the roulette wheel ready to roll? I think we do. There we go. Let's see what the high temperature is going to be for today. And round it goes. Here we go. It's going to be 80 degrees today.
That's black 80. Black 80, folks.
There you go. And they're saying 80s all this week for highs.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's going to feel like summertime. Here we go.
I'm going to look at the radar here. Yeah. And, you know, sometimes you hardly see the rain coming in.
Right.
Looks like we might get something.
Something over by La Crosse? Or what is that? I can't look at it upside down.
That is Dubuque.
Dubuque. Okay.
And it's moving in past Dodgeville, and it's headed our way.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens in a couple hours.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, a little bit later on, we're going to be getting into Project 2025 again.
Yeah.
We're going to review that. That has hit the fan. A lot of people are talking about Project 2025 now. Thank goodness. You know, instead of focusing on whether Joe Biden should keep running for president or not, which is a silly, ridiculous exercise of nonsense. We should be talking about Project 2025.
Well, Donald Trump doesn't know anything about it now.
That's right.
He doesn't know anybody had anything to do with it. He's put it at arm's length.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So how is that?
A complete mystery.
Yeah, because I thought he was all over it before.
Well, we're gonna disprove that.
Oh, okay.
A little after 7 o'clock.
Yeah. And we also have some tickets to give away, too, for Pod Save America. That's going to be at the Orpheum Theater, July 19th.
Yeah, that sounds really fun.
Yeah, Jon Favreau and John Lovett and Dan Pfeiffer and Tommy Viator. The Pod Save America, that's a very popular podcast now.
It is.
And that's going to be a good night at the Orpheum, July 19th. We'll have some tickets to give away all this week in our 7
it's like
hour.
A sexy liberal tour. You know, right. These things are really... Yeah. Popular now. We should have the John and Gordy.
You think we should go on tour?
Podcast thing?
Really? Well, yeah, okay.
I'm spitballing it right here on the air.
We do have podcasts, so all of our shows are recorded.
I know that, but a special tour on stage.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, where would we...
Give us a reason to travel the country.
John, you hate being on stage.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You're good. Right. What the hell am I talking about? No, forget that idea. That was
okay,
not a good
never
idea.
Mind. Let's see what's on the National Day calendar for today. What is it? The 8th day of July. That's right. My birthday was yesterday.
Yes. I think I would... Mine is 7 days after.
Yeah. Can't wait for that.
Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. All right, is it or is it not National Raspberry Day? Is it National Roller Skating Day? Is it National Freezer Pop Day? Or is it National Chocolate with Almonds Day? Which one of those days does not belong,
it's
John Peterson?
It's not Chocolate with Almonds Day. That's ridiculous. Well, we just talked about chocolate brownies. You're just making this stuff up now.
Well, you're wrong. It is Chocolate with Almonds Day, so you did not win a shiny new dime.
All right.
Sam? Were you paying attention?
I wasn't paying attention.
Of course you weren't. It is not National Roller Skating Day.
There
Why would they
go.
Have us Roller Skating Day? Nobody roller skates
wait
anymore.
Wait a minute. Have you looked that up? Why would they have a Roller Skating Day?
With all these other foolish days they have, they probably should have
My
a national...
My guess is it sounds like a really, real good day to have.
Yeah.
Roller Skating Day, you know, roller rinks are out there, yeah?
Well, you know, there may be a National Roller Skating Day, but it's not today. Okay? That was just put there to fool you.
Okay.
All right. So let's talk about National Raspberry Day. Mm. You know, I like raspberries. Mm. They're good. They're tasty. Yeah,
you know what? They're just coming in now in the backyard, and they're
right.
Delicious.
Yeah? You have some.
Yeah. They died out, then they came back for some reason, and now they're just wonderful, huge
global
red
warming,
raspberries.
I'm guessing. But National Day calendar celebrates summertime fruit known as the raspberry.
Yep.
That makes perfect sense. This delicious food holiday adds a sweet addition to our menu and our taste buds.
Oh, God. Really? They actually wrote that?
They wrote that. I didn't write that. Raspberries are one of the most popular berries available for consumption. Their rich, beautiful color entices us to indulge in them whenever we can. The first bite.
Raspberry Delight.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I thought you were going to play a song by the Raspberries. What
I didn't
that?
Know that there was a band called
this
the Raspberries.
Prince. Yeah, this is Prince, but yeah, there is a band called Raspberries, I think.
But he doesn't say raspberries in it. This does.
Okay. National Raspberry Day, perfect day to enjoy not only raspberries, but also learn a few facts. And we're not going to go into all this.
You know, it took
facts,
me about 70
cares.
Years to stop eating raspberry jam.
Really?
Yeah, I get...
What's wrong with it?
Well, the seedless kind I eat now.
You like that?
You know, yeah. I got smart about having all of those little seeds jam in your tea. That
yeah,
I just thought, why
stuck.
Am I doing this? Of course, they have seedless now, and that's wonderful.
George Washington is one of the first large cultivators of berries. Did you know that? Including the raspberry.
Cherry trees and raspberries.
Yeah, after he moved to his Mount Vernon home in 1761, he quickly made large gardens of fruits, berries, and flowers. He was a good gardener.
What
apparently.
The heck?
I know. George, who knew? We knew about his wooden teeth, but we didn't know about the raspberries.
Must have had a lot of free time.
Well, he was retired at that point, I think. Perhaps. All right, what else is it? It's Freezer Pop Day. We don't have time for that.
Right.
But we'll get back to Freezer Pop Day and Chocolate with Almonds Day, and we'll crack open the history books.
Absolutely.
As we just get going with the John Gordy Show for a Monday morning. Yeah, we're coming back. Yeah.
If I had the chance to do it all again, I wouldn't change a stroke. Baby, I'm the most.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it. And I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX, John and Gordy Show. You know, I've been seeing some trailers or some information about the new Eddie Murphy, what is it, Axel F?
Something like that. It's on Netflix, I think.
What's the name of the...
Is it another Beverly Hills Cop?
It is, yes. Yep. It's brand new, and it's getting boffo reviews.
Really? I was thinking about watching it, but... A lot of his stuff is tired and old and kind of, 90s humor.
Well, they're saying if you liked the first two, did he make two? One or two? Beverly Hills
probably,
Cops? I think two. You're going to love it.
The first one was nice. The second one was really a stretch.
Well, anyway, I'm sure we'll cover that and Johnny at the movies at some point.
I will check that out. Yeah. Well, by the way, I was going to surprise you with this, but I'm wondering if I'm ever going to get to this.
What?
The movie that you recommended to me.
Oh, Winnebago Man?
Winnebago Man.
You
got
to see it. It's on YouTube. You did watch it?
I watched it.
Wasn't it pretty funny?
That is a fantastic movie,
isn't it? Though
it really
it's
is.
It's a real diamond in the rough. You got to watch it, Sam.
I do.
Winnebago Man.
It is
that
it's
guy.
It's one of the better documentaries that I've seen because it takes these unusual twists and turns.
It really draws you in because you really start caring about this guy. You know, he's such a curmudgeon.
He freaked me out.
Yes.
Because he was such a nice guy in the first interview.
Right.
And you're thinking, God, this guy's well-adjusted, one of the nicest guys around. I mean, he's in touch with his inner soul. But...
Right. Yeah. And then they came back for another interview, and it didn't go that
no.
way. It's a good movie. Winnebago Man. Check it out at
a
YouTube near you.
It, didn't we? It's a little... Tiny little Johnny at the movies right there.
There you go. There you have it.
Should we talk about that movie? No, let's keep
we'll move
keep
on.
This going.
The National Day Calendar. We're back to Freezer Pop Day. You know, in the heat of summer, John, National Freezer Pop Day brings us a sweet chill of relief. On July 8th, that's today, grab one of America's favorite ways to cool off with a frozen sweet treat. Freezer Pops have a long history, over 60 years old. I think some of the ones that I've had are actually 60 years old because they've been in the freezer for that
long.
What
are they? What is a freezer pop?
Well, the history
is that
includes...
in that plastic wrap?
Yeah,
is that...
it's like a plastic tube.
Plastic tube of
those are
frozen.
Cool. I haven't had one of those in like maybe 55 years or so.
Well, know, they have every flavor of the rainbow in them. And
you never got them for your kids, John?
No.
Oh,
no, you should get some. Pick some
up. I
did
not foist that on them.
Let's see. It's important to keep the freezer or cooler stocked with freezer pops in the summertime. All varieties and textures. There's one for people of all ages, it
textures?
Says here. Textures. It's all about the texture. They make the summer even better and more memorable, these freezer pops do. And they're shareable, too. No, they're not.
No, they
How do you
aren't.
Share it? Everyone has their favorite flavor. Yeah, I haven't had one in years, and I don't really want to.
That just sounds awful.
Okay, Chocolate with Almonds Day. You know, this is our chocolate day of the week.
Another chocolate thing.
Yeah, there's always a chocolate one, at least once a week. And this is National Chocolate with Almonds Day. Mm-hmm. I like almonds, and I like chocolate. So what's almonds with chocolate? Ice cream? Let's see. Each year offers a combo deal to celebrate with Chocolate with Almonds Day, a great way to wrap up chocolates and almonds in one package. Well, it doesn't say. When it comes to almonds to chocolate, the options are plentiful, from cakes to chocolate bars to puddings and cookies. Okay, this is stupid. Let's get to the National History Day.
They really know how to stretch this
thing. I'm sick of this thing. Let's get to the
They really like history your sweets books. Over there. Yeah, let's get to the books here.
Open the book. Okay. July 8th.
It's a big book.
Yeah,
let's take a look-see.
Okay.
Today in 1497.
Oh, yeah. I remember it like yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Does the name Vasco da Gama ring a bell?
Nope. You know, I remember that name. I don't know why. He was an explorer.
He was an explorer. He was he was the first one to successfully do what Columbus set out to do, finding a sea route to India.
Oh.
And so today in 1497, he embarked on his voyage, his first voyage over to India to begin trading with them. Prior, you had to like literally go over land in order to trade with Asian countries.
Yeah. Right.
Good old Vasco. Mm-hmm. Vasco da Gama.
Oh, yeah. Today in 1994.
I'm going to name my next dog Vasco. Come here, Vasco. Vasco. It's a great name.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not a bad name for a dog.
Okay.
Today in 1994, North Korean Supreme Leader Kim Il-sung dies.
Uh-huh. Yep.
I took a class on North Korea in college.
Yeah.
And boy, it's like their whole society is just really fascinating and weird. Like living in a totalitarian state like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll soon know what that's like if things go that way.
Yeah, yeah. let's see. Today, 2 years later, 1996, the Spice Girls released their debut single, Wannabe.
Oh, wasn't that a day?
This is my go-to karaoke song. That's why I threw this in here.
Really?
Yes.
You know how to sing to this?
Go, Sam, sing to it. Come on.
No,
Come on, man.
I don't want to make our listeners' ears bleed. I'm not a good karaoke singer. I only do it for fun and as a joke. Hence the song choice.
Really? Yes. I can't imagine you doing this song.
we'll save it for off the air.
This was their debut, huh?
It's a cool song.
1996. So my daughter would have been, she was born in 84. So she was 12 years old, I think.
Was she big into the Spice Girls?
Oh, yes. We actually went to a Spice Girls concert in Indianapolis.
No kidding.
And I think this was their first tour, or maybe their second tour. Maybe it was a couple of years after their first hit.
Mm-hmm.
But one of those Spice Girls had dropped out. Remember, she dropped out during the tour?
Yeah.
So she dropped out before we saw, you know, all five Spice Girls, really four Spice Girls. And the whole choreography was,
based on five people.
Yeah, it's based on five people. So there was always a space somewhere on the stage where that fifth Spice Girl would have been.
Empty microphone.
Empty microphone. It's just odd.
It was kind of a thrill for Dad, though, wasn't it?
Oh, it was the thrill. I wanted 20% of the ticket money back because there's only four out of five Spice Girls here.
You should have got your money back.
Yeah, damn it. Anyway, it was a good show. But yeah, I forget which one dropped out, which one of the Spice Girls.
Not going to lie, I don't even know like their names.
Well, there was Scary Spice, and that's the only one I remember.
Apple Spice?
Watermelon Spice. That doesn't matter.
Ginger Spice. She was one. Baby Spice, I think I know.
Baby Spice?
Yeah, I don't know.
Spice. Okay.
Right. Just a couple more things here.
Okay.
Today in 2011, the Space Shuttle Atlantis launches on its last mission, the last Space Shuttle mission.
Oh, yeah. That was 2011.
Yeah. I remember, when I was a kid, I didn't know how old the shuttle program was, so I thought that it was stupid that they were ending it, but it's been around for quite a while.
Well, because it ended, then we had to create a new one, and that was the Space Force, which really took off.
Yeah.
You should have kept the shuttle, I think.
Space Force had cool uniforms.
Oh, they do.
Really?
Looks just like Star Trek.
Just exactly like Star Trek.
I have an icon on my home computer.
Do you?
For the theme song for Space Force.
Space Force.
I thought no one's ever going to save this, so I had to save it. And I don't know. Maybe you can find that.
Okay, I'll pull it up.
Good.
Right. Just a couple birthdays here. John D. Rockefeller, the oil baron, born in 1839. And we're playing out with Beck, born today in 1970.
All right. Great artist, Beck.
All right. We got a lot of show coming up.
We do.
A little bit later on, Terry Bell will be stopping in and tell us about three things we should know about. It's coming up on the John and Gordy Show for a Monday. WMDX.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
You know, despite the fact that the dollar is strong against world currencies, and despite the fact that beef is at escalated prices, you know what? The world still wants it. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. And the latest U.S. export sales numbers reflect that. Dan Holstrom is president of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, and he says last month they saw the second largest volume of beef move in the world for this year and the highest value of a month in the last year when it comes to beef exports. He said Mexico helps to drive a lot of those sales, but there's other regions that are hot for beef.
I think there's a couple of drivers. You look at the numbers for Japan, 21,000 tons, up 9%. Mexico continues to perform well, up 9%. And another region that performed well in the month of May was the ASEAN region, you know, led by the Philippines, but also Indonesia and Singapore had fairly good months with a total of 4,600 metric tons, up 25%. And a real attractive thing about the ASEAN is that the value at $40.6 million is the seventh highest on record.
Dan Holstrom, president of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, so the world not intimidated by our escalated price of beef, at least not right now. Markets in overnight electronic trade as we get started on a Monday. Right now, corn and beans are lower. Dairy looks firm. Numbers are next.
Introducing Certain Herbicide, the latest corn innovation from BASF. It brings powerful PPO residual chemistry into a pre-through early post application thanks to novel solid encapsulation technology. Apply from pre-plant to V3 and get up to 8 weeks of residual control or suppression of 79 broadleaf and grass weed species. Don't chase weeds all through the season. Attack them before they emerge with Certain Herbicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Water hemp, Palmer amaranth, and giant ragweed. Left undisturbed, they will become the most dangerous foes to corn plants. But in the early season, these weeds are at their weakest. Now is the time. A predator lurks. Certain Herbicide attacks, unleashing full residual power before weeds have a chance to emerge. Pre or early post application, they are hopeless against such effective chemistry. Certain Herbicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
On a Monday morning right now, December corn is down 4 at 420. November beans down 15 at 1115. September wheat down 9.5 at 581. August Class 3 milk that goes into cheese currently trading 6 cents stronger at 2019 a hundredweight. So just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand rolling into a Monday trade session. I'm PM Yankee.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with scattered showers or an isolated thunderstorm possible. Our high 80 with wind southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 64. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, slight chance of an isolated thunderstorm with a high of 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Burrow has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Verlo. American-made, locally crafted, welcome to Verlo.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
It's Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome. Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Crude and Dom.
Tune in Monday for a very special Devil's Advocates radio show, the Joe Biden Hangover from Madison, and Dom joins us. Tune in Monday.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Mouthwash Cola Soda Pop, the all-new soda pop that cleans your breath while it rots your teeth.
Matt Radio, WMDX. And that sounds like good stuff. I'm going to have to try that someday.
What?
92.7 FM. Soda pop that you use as a mouthwash.
Yeah, it is good stuff.
1580 AM. Broadcasting live from the capital city of Wisconsin. This is the John and Gordy Show. Yeah. Well, we call it the family show.
That's it.
We get together here and we talk family stuff.
Yeah. We've got a few clouds out there this morning, high about 80 today. We might get a couple of showers or thunderstorms this morning. They're heading our way, but not going to last.
I'm so tired of this. You know, we don't know when we're going to get our next shower. It's like every 15 minutes we have to check.
It's been a wet spring.
What
summer.
Did we do before we had radar on our phones, right?
Well, how did we know? That's just the thing. Yeah. You're absolutely right. I mean, do we just take for granted the fact that we can look this up, this information, and get like, what we can expect, what's going to happen to the minute almost.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Terry Bell in the studio, if you didn't know already.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Great. You had a great weekend, Fourth of July weekend?
Kind of. I did. Got out of town for about 2.5 days.
Yeah.
Driftless region. Oh, just beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow. Near Gays Mills and
that's right.
Soldiers Grove area. Mm-hmm, that area.
For sure.
It's gorgeous there.
Yeah.
We were just talking off the air about I used to go out that way quite a lot, and there's just a beautiful way to get there from, I don't know, what highway is that, Terry?
That'd be 171.
Okay, coming into Gays Mills, it's almost like landing a plane.
Locally, we call it the Orchard Hill. Yeah.
The Orchard Hill.
And it is a beautiful
vista as you're going down there. Yeah.
There's another spot outside of town a few miles that's for just a few yards. It's like you're going through a tunnel of trees.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
The trees converge on in the middle over top of the road and make a little tunnel.
Yeah. Been there many times. So you had a good time there visiting with
Very nice
folks?
Time. Yeah. Very nice time.
Great.
All right.
Well, now back to the grind. Here we
yes,
go.
Yes, exactly.
A grind.
Lots of stuff going on. Tell us three things that we ought to know about, Terry. What do you think?
Sure. Well, the big thing is, of course, the discussions happening about President Biden's future as a candidate for president. Mm-hmm. Senate Democrats are going to meet today for a big meeting, and the idea is to everybody get on the same page. Mm. Senator Mark Warner from Virginia is putting it together, and he seems to be in the it's time for Joe to step aside camp, but we'll see. If that would be hard to, I think, to get everybody on board, but I think that's part of the attempt. Tammy Baldwin hasn't had a lot to say on this topic. Mm-hmm. Reporters caught up with her in Fond du Lac, where she was having a pre-scheduled event, and she did not seem eager to show her cards at all.
Oh, really?
And so
I mean, she could back Biden and wouldn't matter. Right? I mean, she could just...
Well,
I back by it.
I'm guessing, and this is just pure conjecture. Yeah. I have no inside information at all, but I would think that if she were supportive of him staying in, she would just say so.
Right.
But instead, she says things like, well, I'm concentrating on my own campaign.
Right.
Which, to me, reading between the lines, sounds like she would like him to get out, but she doesn't want to say it in so many words.
That's what it sounds like to me.
This is the first chance today, though, that the Senate and the House, they're back in Washington, so they're all in the same place.
Just like us.
Yeah. they're back to work, and so reporters will be chasing him down the hallways. I'm sure we'll see some video like that tonight. But,
absolutely.
Biden had a definitive answer to all of that, that he's going to stay in no matter what.
Well, he was in Wisconsin on Friday,
right.
And there was no equivocation at all.
You were there, right? At the rally?
Yeah. That's right. That's right. So you would go away from that rally thinking that everybody had decided and it was a settled matter and we're going to move on.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily so.
Well, now, three of the swing states are actually going to Biden at this point in the recent polls.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So he's doing even better. maybe this is just focusing on Biden more and taking the wind out of everything Trump is trying to do on the sidelines.
Well, that's, and some of the early polling, like you say, shows just that it seems like Biden supporters are rallying behind him, it would right. seem. Mm-hmm. So maybe this works out well for him somehow.
It does.
So what's next on the list here? The three things. Oh, the ballot drop boxes are back.
Yeah. So items two and three are things to happen on Friday while we are away enjoying mm-hmm. The holiday. The Supreme Court, as they are wont to do, drops a couple of decisions
on Fridays.
On Fridays, especially close to holidays. It's really interesting. But yes, one is ballot drop boxes are back. So ballot drop boxes had always been around, but they were really, really proliferated during the pandemic when it was just wasn't safe for people to be in one room at the same time.
And the Republicans supported it at that time until Trump complained about them.
That would, yeah. And you can, and the Republicans are supporting it again to an extent. Mm-hmm. You have people like Wisconsin State Party Chairman Brian Schimming saying, you know, we can't be at a disadvantage. We need to vote early too. We just can't let the other party do all of the early voting.
Instead of doing it for the fact that it makes it easier for people to vote,
well,
they're going to do it because they need the help, which is really, you know, a dramatic way of saying we're idiots and we were on the wrong side of this whole ballot drop box thing in the first place. And the fact that it was never addressed in law. We had the drop boxes out there for years prior to that, and everybody liked them. And not only that, but I think the big thing no one talks about are the rural communities that could use those drop boxes because they don't have the money to have these offices open to take these ballots. So this really kind of cuts well for at least rural communities.
Yeah, and by extension, a lot of Republicans, because a lot of rural communities tend to lean Republicans. So you know, this I think the
helps
powers
that
be know this too. So
yeah.
And then there was another Supreme Court ruling on Friday, and this is that the Joint Finance Committee, the justices ruled, has been overstepping its bounds when it holds up decisions that have already been made, whether it's governor's executive decisions or even bills passed by the legislature. You know, just once that bill is signed into law, isn't the last step,
right.
Especially when it comes to matters of spending. Then the Joint Finance Committee, a bipartisan committee of lawmakers from both houses, have to sign on it too. And since that's been controlled by Republicans, the Republicans in charge of that committee have been using that to hold up some things that they don't like. So namely, that would be things like particulars about, well, the Republicans had a bill for cleaning up PFAS pollution.
Right.
Yeah.
And the governor vetoed it. He's been calling for the lawmakers to release the money. And they've been holding that up in committee. So there's not only that, but there's money set aside for that has already been approved again for, you know, buying land for conservation.
Right.
There's also education money being held up that's already been passed for early literacy
and helping health
centers, right.
Hospitals in rural communities
that's
stay
true.
Open.
Up in Eau Claire, especially.
Yeah, and they've been holding up that money as well. Mm-hmm. And the whole thing with holding up this money, and especially PFAS, I mean, it's dangerous. It's, you know, we're giving cancer to people, you know,
right.
because of the PFAS, and we won't release the money because the Republicans want the people who have polluted the water with PFAS to be off the hook. They don't want
corporations.
They don't
want
them to pay for the cleanup.
Yeah,
and that's why Evers continues to veto every bill that they send in regards to this releasing that money, because they want to take these people off the hook. And who's going to pay for it at that point? Who's going to take up the bill? Taxpayers.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's the problem with that.
Interesting thing about that ruling is that it was 6-1. So normally recent rulings have been falling 4-3 for many years, just based on this, you know, a pure ideological split. But this one was 6-1. So a couple of the conservatives came over and voted with the liberals on this.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are three things you need to know.
Now we know. Now a little deeper.
Terry, thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun getting together with you. Like
always
that.
Good to see you.
Okay. Oh, it's, you know, back to work time now for you.
Yeah.
Can't relax anymore.
Yeah. Well.
It's going to be a busy week, I
feel. Oh,
yeah. All right. That's Terry Bell, our news director here for Civic Media. And thank you, Terry.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Okay.
Should we get into the Republican chore?
I think we should.
Wheel of blame game.
This is a game? This is a
little, it's kind of a cool little game. It's a wheel.
Okay.
And it's got about three or four different levels of wheels that you can turn on this thing.
Okay.
And you can set it to,
Is this a game that you can buy in the store?
You can buy this
online.
You can get this. Yeah, it's called the Republican Chore Wheel of Blame. Now you can get out of doing the dishes using the same excuses Republicans use to avoid governing.
Wow.
Okay.
That's a great idea.
I know it is a good idea. Okay, I'm going to get out the light here because I can't see.
Your flashlight on your
tiny
phone?
The tiny print. To make an excuse and avoid your basic responsibilities, turn each of the four wheels to select your chore, who is to blame, and how they hurt your feelings. Each wheel can be turned by moving the wave edge of the wheel. Mm-hmm. Hang your chore wheel of blame on your office door, the break room fridge, or place it on the wall behind you when you're watching Fox News. Another important product from the minds behind the Build Your Own Conspiracy Theory Kit.
Well, they've got an example there at the bottom.
Yeah, they do.
Of the wheel of the worst show on earth, the Republican Chore Wheel of Blame.
Yeah.
For example, I can't water the plants
because the elites smashed, and the last part is my full size Noah's Ark replica.
Okay. Very strange.
It's a big wheel, and there's a lot of excuses.
Big wheel. That's cool.
Yeah.
So you can actually buy that somewhere online.
The ad says evade criticism, deflect blame.
The Republican Chore Wheel of Blame. Yes. Look for it online near.
Isn't that a great idea?
It is. Why didn't we think of that?
I know.
You know, that's
genius. What? This sounds like a perfect element to the kit we wanted to give away.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Do you remember the name? What did we call it?
I don't recall. I don't know.
We were talking about putting a kit together
Republicans see the light of some. I don't know. I can't remember that we had a good name for it.
We did.
Too.
We had a great name.
I have to look back at my notes. I don't know. That was a couple of months ago.
Another project. We kind of put off.
We brainstormed.
And now we've completely forgotten it.
It's at the very back of the workshop right now.
That's right.
Well.
Hey, coming up.
It's crazy.
The Pod Save America crew are coming to the Madison Orpheum Theater July 19th. That's a week from Friday. John Favreau, John Lovett, Dan Pfeiffer, and Tom Viator will be presenting conversations about this critical election year. And we're going to have some tickets to give away here in a little after the top of the hour. Pod Save America at the Orpheum Theater, Friday, July 19th, 7 p.m. You can get tickets at Ticketmaster.com. And then all this week, Monday through Friday, we're going to be giving away tickets in the 7 o'clock hour. So tune in, and you could be going to Pod Save America July 19th.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Good event.
Like great show.
I was just looking at the ad for the Republican Chore Wheel of Blame.
Yeah?
And
what does it
say? Here, it's the opposite of adulting. It's republicaning. Now, they had a comment from one of the guys who bought it. He says, GOP Joy. Well, as a registered Republican, I thought I'd be put off by the title of this Wheel of Death and Joy. I wanted it to be called MAGA Extremist Chore Wheel of Blame. But it's so funny and dead on with its choices that I am charmed rather than disgruntled and impressed rather than upset.
Okay.
Wow. Well done, he says, and right on. Even if there are still those of us holding out a shred of hope for some adulting in the party.
Wow.
Foolish though that may be, the Republican Chore Wheel of Blame is the go-to device.
Some nameless Republican
said
all those things.
Yeah, some guy left a comment there. Okay. I thought that's pretty good.
It is.
And some of the other comments that I remember were, they'd buy a bunch of these. They're like $20 for these wheels. Mm-hmm. They'd buy a whole bunch of them, take them out during a party or a family get-together, and everybody actually enjoys going through the wheel. Even Republicans, even
that's
maggots,
great.
They find it fun.
It's going to bring us all together. Okay, the John and Gordy Show continues. Oh, coming up, Media World, huh?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, can't wait. It's coming up on the John and Gordy Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with a Work Money Minute about Buy Now, Pay Later services. You might know some of these names. Klarna, Affirm, Afterpay. These are where when you're shopping online, instead of buying something all at once, you can just pay 25% of the cost and then pay the rest off in installments. Well, turns out more and more folks are missing repayments. A recent Credit Karma survey found that 40% of Buy Now, Pay Later customers have missed their repayments. And that means fees, high interest payments, I mean like 36% interest, which turns these services from, oh, maybe useful, to, whoa, this is costing me way more than I expected. Buy Now, Pay Later services don't help your credit score, but they can hurt it. Not worth the risk. Those companies really mean that pay later part. Okay, folks, that was your Work Money Minute. For more money tips, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Morning sun, it starts to rise. Tune it in, make no disguise. John and Gordy on the air. Mad Radio 92.7 Blair.
The John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com. Verlo.com.
All right. That's one of our AI-produced John and Gordy themes.
I like that one. That's good. Good stuff.
All right. Well, you know, we've got a special here. We always have this special every once in a while. You know, when we find... I don't know.
What?
Software, and we find, you know, tech that should be at least brought to the public.
To our attention?
Yeah, public attention. Why don't we play this? This is
okay.
Media World.
All right. Ooh. That's scared.
I know. Yeah.
For the next hour, sit quietly, and we will control all that you see and hear. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits. One step
beyond. Okay.
You know, when you step into the future, it's kind of scary.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially when you come up with an app that transforms classic novels into easier-to-understand novels.
What?
I just couldn't even believe this one. Dave Weigel, a great reporter who's been out there a long time, but he's got a kind of a crazy bent. he's a little nuts.
What's this all about?
And I love it. And he posted this. He says, if you think Fitzgerald...
Fitzgerald.
Scott Fitzgerald.
F. Scott Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
If you thought he was hard to read, do you know where the sun goes down when it's dark? So anyway, this is this is software. This is an app that will change difficult books into something easy to read.
Oh, good.
Turn hard books into easy books with Magibook. Magibook. Maximize your reading potential and avoid difficult language today.
So it's talk about dumbing down things.
Dumbing down so you don't have to come across a word you don't know and look up and learn something, and then you don't have to think anymore or use complicated words.
Right. So if I want to read The Great Gatsby by F. Scott Fitzgerald, there's a way to do that now through this thing to make it easier.
Absolutely.
I can't wait.
Here, they have an example.
Okay.
In my younger and more vulnerable years, my father gave me some advice that I've been turning over in my mind ever since. Well, that's changed now into, when I was young, my dad told me something that I still think about.
Wow. Okay,
you know, there's some... takes the you know, the originality out of the author's intent.
Right.
I don't know. Human ingenuity disappearing.
What's completely. This called again?
This is called Magibook.
Magibook.
M-A-G-I.
I don't like the name. I don't like the name.
I know. It's hard to say. But it's an app that you can buy.
Okay. I don't think I'm going to buy it. I'm going to pass on that. But thank you for bringing it to my attention.
All right.
that's it?
No, that's not it.
Okay.
We have more startling things for you. How about this? This is an unusual idea. Navigating the future of work.
Mm.
It's a case for robot taxes. If you have a robot, you should be paying a tax on buying or coming up with that robot, okay? Artificial intelligence and robotics promise unprecedented efficiency while creating a risk of job loss for human workers. A specific tax on companies that deploy AI and robotics that are capable of autonomous decision-making could provide economic support for displaced workers as well as an incentive for strategic decision-making about automation, particularly when the benefits are marginal. So that long sentence means basically that if you have AI or robotics, you got to pay a tax for the people it displaces.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
I mean, that makes sense, right?
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, now, there's something called universal basic income.
Right.
That comes to mind immediately because then everybody would get a certain basic income each month from the federal government from our taxes. Mm. And it would help people survive and spend money on food, basic living expenses, or maybe even save up a little bit to start your own business. And so this sounds like something, a way to fund that universal basic income by taxing robotics and AI. That displaces a lot of workers.
Yeah, but that does make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good idea.
It says here, implementing this tax may require extending the legal personhood to robots.
You know, we're going to give them rights now?
This is really? This is the scary part of the whole proposal.
Wait a minute.
It is. Personhood to robots. Not in order to grant robots human rights.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, no.
No, no.
Even though it does that. But to create a structural basis for interactions between robots, individuals, and the state. This is where Terminator starts.
Here we go.
Coming into focus.
Buckle up, because it's going to be a bumpy ride.
That is crazy stuff.
That is nuts. Okay.
All right. How about this? This is another crazy idea. And I'm thinking that this might be in the Senate or the House. Somebody's proposing this crap.
Okay.
But here we go. U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy points to the effects of social media on children and teens, arguing that he would push for a warning label on social media platforms, advising parents that using the platforms might damage adolescent mental health.
Hmm.
Dr. Murthy cannot unilaterally require them. The action requires approval by Congress. No such legislation has been introduced in either chamber, but you never know. Putting a warning label on a website, on social media websites, that sounds like one of the dumbest things you could ever do, and no one cares.
Nobody cares, and they're not going to read it, and it won't make any difference, will it?
Right.
Yeah. So why do it?
It's like getting a notification from some social media platform that they've updated their rules and regulations.
Okay.
Because no one reads them. No one looks at them. Well, they changed a line in section 2, paragraph 6.
Oh, boy. Yeah, we better check that out. No. Yeah. No.
So anyway, that's it. That's it for Media World this time
that's
around.
That's good.
We learned a lot, didn't we?
I did.
Attacks on robots, making them human, kind of. Legal personhood for robots.
Boy, we got to watch that.
That seems like the wrong step right there.
Yeah, we got to keep our eyes on that. All right.
All right.
Coming up.
What? Project 2025.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get all
into that.
We're
going to get into that.
Right. And we'll be giving away those tickets to Pod Save America at the Orpheum Theater coming up on the John and Gordy Show.
Gordy in the morning.
As we were saying.
It's the John and Gordy Show. Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up in the show, we'll talk to the Humane Handling Institute about different ways to raise and slaughter our animals. Interesting discussion. Hope you'll join us.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings at 11.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.